2.9.
1. Easter is a two-day Christian festival in spring that celebrates the resurrection of Christ from the dead. In Hungary, Easter Sunday and Easter Monday are public holidays.
2. One of the oldest Hungarian traditions at Easter is egg dyeing. Fixing little horseshoes on Easter eggs is one of the most popular techniques among craftsmen.
3. Religious people go to church on Easter Sunday.
4. On Easter Monday, which is also known as Ducking Monday, boys and men go to the house of girls and playfully sprinkle them with water or perfume.
5. In the past, young men used to pour a bucket of water over young women's heads on Easter Monday. Girls, of course, were soaked to the skin, but they enjoyed it.
6. After sprinkling the girls, boys ask for a kiss, chocolate eggs, chocolate Easter bunnies, decorated eggs, or older ones ask for an alcoholic drink.
7. Little children believe in the Easter bunny, a human-like rabbit that hides a basket full of chocolate and toys in the garden or inside the house.
8. At Easter, Hungarian people eat boiled smoked ham, hard-boiled eggs, horseradish, and homemade Easter bread.
2.10. Develop a healthy relationship with your teen or parent. Do you have a teen who is ready to date? Dr. Phil's consulting room offers the following advice to parents and teens.
For parents, 1. Establish rules for your teen. Teenagers need rules to live by. They need a structured environment, and they need to be accountable for their actions. Parents must enforce the rules they put in place so their children will know that there are consequences for their actions. Set rules for dating, driving, and other teen behaviour that makes you nervous as a parent. Teens need to earn the trust of their parents, and then they will earn the right to have privileges. 2. Be involved in your teen's life. Develop relationships with your children. Talk with them about their lives. Support, encourage, and show love to your children. You cannot watch your children at all times, so it's important to establish a trusting relationship so they will feel comfortable coming to you with their questions and problems. Get to know their friends and the people they want to date. Ask questions to find out who they are as people and what their morals and values are. Be aware of the television shows they watch and the websites they visit. 3. Instill confidence in your teen. If parents do not instill confidence in their teens, they will seek approval from other sources. In the case of Alex, a 15-year-old client of Dr. Phil, her father was not plugged into her life, so she sought the attention of males outside of her family. This caused her to have poor judgment and become sexually active. Dr. Phil explains to Marty, her dad, "You, as her father, did not instill in her enough confidence in her dealings with men that she can tell herself, 'I don't have to do this,' to be accepted." He says that when Alex became sexually active, she gained a sense of power. He explains Alex's thinking. "This is something that I have, that they want, and that's currency, and I control it. If I'm willing to offer that, then I'm in control." 4. Help your teen find a passion. Parents can help their children find a passion and help them become involved in it. Alex has told Dr. Phil that she is interested in marine biology. He tells her that she should explore this passion of hers to get her mind off boys and dating. Dr. Phil arranges for Alex to go to the Cayman Islands to learn to scuba dive and explore the ocean and marine life.
For teens. 5. Be open and honest with your parents. This is the only way you will earn trust from them. Don't tell your parents what you think they want to hear. Tell them the truth. If you think they will use your honesty as leverage against you, then explain that to your parents so the dynamic can change. 6. Don't live in the moment. It is important to think about and plan your future. 7. Pursue a passion in your life. Find something that you really enjoy doing and learn as much about it as you can. When you immerse yourself in a passion, you will not be so focused on the opposite sex and let them hold you back from achieving your goals.
2.11. Topic in a nutshell. Complete the sentences.
I am an only child. As my parents got divorced 3 years ago, I live with my mother. Every second weekend, I visit my father in his new home. My parents are in their 40s. My mother was born in 1967, so she's 42 years old now, and my father is 48. As for their occupation, my father works in a factory in Estergom. He's a car mechanic. My mother works as a secretary in the town hall. As I've mentioned before, I live in a single-parent family. I don't really like it because I would like to live together with my father as well. I know it is not possible, so I try to meet him as often as I can. Talking of my relationship with my parents, usually it is my mother who I get on better with. She's very understanding and helps me with a lot of good advice. My father works a lot, and he's too tired to deal with my problems. As for my extended family, I like my two grannies very much. I usually visit them at the weekends, and we have a lot of fun together. Unfortunately, both my grandfathers died some years ago. I also like one of my aunts very much. She's my dad's sister. She is still single, and we often go to the cinema or go shopping together when she has some free time.